So I want to start off with a little bit of a story that's quite an amazing story. I'm preaching this morning, and I want to talk about talents or spiritual gifts, or talents and spiritual gifts, or what is the difference between talents and spiritual gifts, or is there a difference between talents and spiritual gifts, or can talents, our natural talents, combined with spiritual gifts, can they work together? And that's where I want to go this morning. But I want to tell a story from last night. So after Rob and I came back from Twickenham last night, we get home about 7 o'clock, I think it was, from around at Twickenham. And so Wilsey's been unwell with croup. For those of you who don't know, William's our 4-year-old grandson. And little Freddie, the 2-year-old's really bad. He's like really struggling. If you don't, if you've ever had a child that's had croup, it's a horrible thing. You know, they can hardly breathe. When they cough, they're like they're barking. It's just not nice at all. And they struggle. They really is a real struggle for them. Well, Freddie had got really, really bad to the extent where Haley, who's normally like, I don't want to go to the doctor. What do you, you know, you don't need to go to the doctor sort of thing, said, I think we really need to take this little boy up to A&E to get him looked at because he's really struggling. He's really fighting for breath when he's awake. And what happens when the body shuts down a bit more at sleep? It really does, because all their airways all close down. Who's had children who have croup? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's horrible, isn't it? So we get up there, and it's the children's A&E up at Harlow, which is really excellent, but it's really busy. There's all these kids up there with croup. Almost every child in there had croup. It was really all these kids barking, from little tiny ones through to, you know, 12-year-olds barking away with croup. So at about, Haley and I got up there because Rob had to stay back to look after William because he was all really upset with feeling so unwell. And get up there with Haley, and we eventually get in to see, Haley gets in to see the pediatric doctor at about midnight. And I'm going, 12:30? Still no Haley. What the heck's going on here? You know, I've been falling asleep in my seat, and what the heck is going on here? So I went, excuse me, is it all right if I go through to where Freddie Adams is? And the nurse said, yeah, please come with me. I go in there. Well, there I go in there. Haley's sitting down. The doctor's sitting down. Freddie's sound asleep on her, and they're just talking. So feeling very patient, trying to sound very, oh, is everything all right? Dad, you'll never guess. This doctor, she's a believer. I went, oh, okay, that's really amazing. That is incredible. I can't remember the doctor's name, but Haley goes, I think her name was Ruth or something. Oh, Ruth, this is my dad. He's the pastor at Lee Valley Church. And I go, oh, how do you know Lee Valley Church? Well, I used to come along to the healing rooms a number of times when you were at Lee Valley Church, and now I go to the little hut. Said, I prefer the Your Church. It's a much nicer place to go to. But that's just that's not a dig, by the way, at all. Ian. I said, oh, that's amazing. Haley goes, listen to this, Dad. When I come, I said, why have you been so long? I thought there was something really wrong. I really am going somewhere with this, okay? It's just not wasting time. What's the problem? She said, when we got in here, Freddie lost the plot. Totally lost the plot when he saw the doc, realized the doctor was going to do something to him just to check him out, and he screamed the place down, and all she wanted to do was take his levels, etc., etc. So they had to calm him down, come back. Anyway, so while Freddie is going ballistic, this is before Haley knows that the doctor is a believer, she goes, this little light of mine, I'm going to make it shine. Now, this is the significance of this. That is Freddie's favorite song. It is the song that he walks around singing all the time. And Haley went, that's Freddie's favorite song. And the doctor went, oh, praise God. Before anything, she went, oh, praise God. And Haley went, are you a Christian? She went, yeah, I'm a Christian. She went, and then it all started the conversation. Incredible. So this doctor, she said, You know what? I am the consultant on tonight. I'm the top of the pile tonight. She said, and every time I come on, I pray. I walk around praying. I pray for every one of these children that I treat, because I believe I minister to them as well. I treat them out of my skills, and I minister to them out of the anointing of God. Talent, spiritual gift. So she has taken a talent that she's been trained in, allowed God to breathe upon it. It has become a spiritual gift on top of that talent of training to engage people in kingdom stuff. She said, I have all sorts of opportunities. A little while we were waiting, and the paramedics came in with a little 2 or 3 week old, and the 2 or 3 week old had been struggling, had stopped breathing in A&E, and had started to turn blue. And the parents went, we think this baby's not breathing now. And then she quickly, the mother, or the, I can't remember, ran over and said, I don't think the baby's breathing. And the paramedic said, no, the baby's not breathing. Quickly, then to resus room. So you could hear it all going on. So when we went in there to talk with the doctor, now how's this? I said, hey, doc, how is that little one? How do you get on with the little one? She said, that little one's fine. No little one goes down on my shift. No little one goes down on my shift. She said, I pray. She said, if I'm not talking, I'm praying. Even when I'm talking, I'm praying. I'm treating these kids and I'm laying my hands on them. Talent and spiritual gift working together. Incredibly powerful, eh? See, our natural talents reveal our human ability, where our spiritual gifts reveal Christ's supernatural ability in our lives. You know, and this concept comes, you know, a bit of this concept comes from a scripture I'm going to read out. It comes from the words of Jesus himself, when you can easily miss things as you read stuff sometimes. And I'm going to read this from the Amplified Version. It's out of John chapter 16, verses 13 through 15. It says this, but when he, talking about Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, full and complete truth. Isn't that good news? For he will not speak on his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son. Okay, this is the Amplified Version. This is why I love using the Amplified Version. And he will disclose to you, listen to this, he will disclose to you what is to come in the future. And he will glorify and honor me because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from me. Sorry. He, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Because of this, I said that he, the Spirit, will take from what is mine and will reveal it to you. Here we go. Right, an incredible key right here. The way Jesus says how the Holy Spirit, how Holy Spirit works is this, is to take from what is mine, from take from what is his, and make it known to you. Surely that's an expression of the spiritual gifts working in our lives. Holy Spirit gives us from Christ what is his and places it into our lives to enable us to walk in the things of God. This whole idea of natural talents revealing human ability, but the spiritual gifts revealing the supernatural abilities of Christ. See, this is essential when it comes, when we talk about the whole idea of the gifts of Holy Spirit, because it gives us a sound biblical definition of a foundation for definition. The Holy Spirit takes something of, so he takes something of or from Christ and reveals or gives it to us. He talks about it very clearly here. That's why we can be rest assured that spiritual gifts are nothing to be scared of. They are something, gift from the Lord. It says that he does not give us any horrible things, any terrible things. He is the Father of lights. There's no wrong in him. There's no shadow of wrong in him. He gives us what is from him, good and wonderful gifts. See, natural talents are that which come from within us. They're most likely the results of genetics, perhaps even hours of practice, maybe the culture we grow up in our families or in the time that we grow up in, the environment that we grow up in, our schooling, our sporting life, whether we're sports people or whatever it may be. The result of training that we may have been exposed to or allowed ourselves to be influenced by or by some other natural means. And then so clearly then we are empowered by Holy Spirit. We can be empowered by Holy Spirit. And certainly in these talents, therefore making them more useful for kingdom purposes, but they are not spiritual gifts. There is a very different thing. Natural talent, spiritual gift, very different. But God can take something that's natural talent, breathe upon it as a spiritual gift and turn it into something that is supernatural. I believe without any doubt that that's what he's done with that pediatric consultant. Taking what is training, breathed upon it to something that is incredibly supernatural. Anybody with little children, is that who you'd want as your consultant pediatrician? I mean, my goodness. I think Hayley's even got a mobile phone number and everything now. It's just like, this lady's amazing. See, we use our talents to express ourselves and undoubtedly even affect others in one form or another. And it's quite clear that some of the spiritual gifts can be, mistaken as natural abilities such as leadership, helping others, administration, encouragement, etc., etc. But here, might just stick with me because I want to show you what I think Christ has unwittingly or unknowingly been served a certain level of injustice as these God-given supernatural potential in these gifts are too easily ignored in the working of our lives. So stick with me. I want to walk through this a little bit. So as a reminder, spiritual gifts refer to any way that Holy Spirit makes Jesus known through us to bring him glory. So gifting that makes Jesus known through us. That's a spiritual gift that brings him glory. They reveal the ability of Christ, whereas natural abilities, natural talents reveal the ability of what you and I possess naturally or been trained up in ourselves. You know what? It is right and it's honorable to honor God with our talents, and it's also right to eagerly desire spiritual gifts. It's just a very biblical thing to do. So there's a whole lot of things we could consider in this idea. We can consider just the example of the doctor last night. We could consider gift of generosity. We see some people that are philanthropists, incredibly wealthy people, and they give of themselves to produce something that is not to the glory of God. They do wonderful work, but they don't do it to the glory of God. That is just working out of who they are, their abilities, their talents, but it's not to the glory of God. And if we truly accept this idea that an all-powerful God is the creator of all matter and all life, therefore it's reasonable to conclude that our abilities, you know, our abilities that we should and rightfully, attribute them to genetics or the environment that we grew up in, must ultimately come from the source of genetics and environment, God, who created everything. So our talents, our abilities, yes, they ultimately come from God, but that does not mean that they are spiritual gifts. That's why non-believers do have the most incredible talents and abilities on their lives, don't they? But they are not spiritual gifts. You and I, in fact, every single one of us in here have talents and abilities that are better or more or way easier or greatly? No, that's definitely not a good word to use. Way more easily expressed through our life as an individual than other people. Okay? Instance of fall upon Phil and I. Phil and I can ride motorbikes really well. That's not being proud about it. We can. We can ride motorbikes stupidly fast and in control most of the time and enjoy ourselves. That's just, we can do that. I can ride a motorbike off-road better than Phil can because I've ridden bikes off-road. And he can ride a motorbike on the road, on a road racing circuit, better than I can because that's where his experience is riding on the road. Scott Kendrick can go to the gym when he used to and pump iron like none of us in here can do it because he did it for a long time. In fact, he could play rugby like none of us could play rugby because he had a talent and a skill in that area. So we all have got something that is upon our lives. Or maybe not you, Gabriel. Maybe that'd be a bit of a competition in the gym. Okay. We all have skills and talents that are ours in particular. And that's a good thing. That is a wonderful and good thing. You know what? Clearly, there is most likely someone who is more talented in whatever area of life we are talented in, but that's not the point. We have an increased ability in this area compared to other skills and aptitudes we may possess. So we have got a talent or talents and ability or abilities and things that are way beyond the rest of parts of our life, and that's good. Maybe you're a better athlete than a musician, or maybe you're a better artist than a mathematician. Maybe you're a better mathematician than you are an artist, Ian. And you know where you are talented, good photographer, and where you are not. But how do you know if this particular ability you're considering is a natural talent or is it a spiritual gift? That's the little question we need to ask of ourselves. So Paul, the Apostle Paul uses a few scriptures to talk about spiritual gifts. I won't go through them. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verses 7 through 11, Romans chapter 12 verses 3 to 8, and Ephesians chapter 4 from 4 to 10. And he talks about spiritual gifts in there. Why I'm belaboring this a bit is because next Sunday is going to be our last Sunday talking about spiritual gifts. And in next Sunday, we will actually give out a little test thing to help, a questionnaire to help you identify what is your, help you identify what could be your spiritual giftings, gift or giftings on your life. The only danger with those sort of things, people go, my gifting is this, and don't work outside of that gifting. There, it is only a help. It is only a guide is the best word to put in. A guide, a help, a what? A help along those lines. So, there's a whole heap of spiritual gifts that are listed. Whole tons of them. We can look at all these verses of these scriptures and wonder if the gift list that is in here is totally exhaustive. Let me assure you, they are not totally exhaustive. Those scriptures I've read out to you, the gifts that are mentioned, those are not the exhaustive list of spiritual gifts because God gives whatever is necessary for whatever situation or situations people need to be involved in. And just because they're not listed necessarily in those scriptures does not mean to say they are not a spiritual gift. Let's have a look here. So what are the differences between natural talents and spiritual gifts? How might we recognize a spiritual gift when we see one? You know, and it's there's a whole lot of discussion we could have about this, and I want to lean on this. So let's talk about this. So talents are inherited, gifts are received. And when I talk about inherited, they are either genetic upon us from our parents. Let me go this. You know what? The most, and this is the biggest and the most important difference. Natural talents are those abilities inherited usually from our parents, nurtured in the context of our families perhaps. And we all know people who are talented and come from a long line of family members who share the same talent. So you always look at it. You at the present time there's a family in the New Zealand rugby scene. Let's come back to England. There was a family, the Underwood brothers, many years ago. Two brothers who were famous rugby players, incredibly gifted and talented rugby players. Both of them amazing. I don't know if there was any other brothers. And a better example is a family from New Zealand, the Barrett family in New Zealand. There's five brothers in the family. Three of them are All Blacks, present squad All Blacks. One of them, the other fourth one, he would be a squad All Black, but he had a brain injury a number of years ago and cannot play rugby anymore. They've got one other brother who is just not interested in the game at all. Isn't that incredible? But you have five, and four of them are superstars. Potentially some of the greatest players, sports people in the world. You look at, there are family lines that are like that. My brother and I both raced motorbikes and did incredibly well at it. Think in your own families. You might have talents in your own families. Phil Butcher's family, his mum is an incredible worship leader, gifted piano player. His brother plays guitar, leads worship, etc., etc. There are things that roll along in families. There are talents that come along, abilities that we inherit and that we need to just build upon. We know all people who are, you know, are talented, and you hear this situation, you know, you get a family and a whole lot of them are talented, and there's one member of a family that does not possess the shared talent, and they usually say something like, I missed out on that. You know, I was at the back of the queue when that was given out. You know, I just wasn't there. You hear those sort of things being said. So natural talents are just that. They are natural. They can be attributed to natural genetic material existing within all of us, because we all have that within us. We inherit from our families, from our familial lines, passed down from generation to generation. How come Bo's family, all the way through Bo's family, these are the most incredible talent of creativity that is ridiculous. Singers, actors, people who are artists. I mean, it is crazy. And you know what? One thing that goes through all of them, pretty much every one of them can sing like crazy. Yet their mother, Bo's mum, couldn't sing to save herself. But her dad had the most incredible voice. He had a voice of, what's that old singer? Hun, listen to me.
I don't know which one
you think. Your dad's voice sounded like
Jim Reeves.
Sound just like Jim Reeves. Bo said, you close your eyes, you sound like Jim Reeves. You thought Jim Reeves was in the room singing. So there's these lines that run through. I think I've gone on enough about that, haven't I? Thank you. For those who didn't hear Bo, she said, you have. So talents are possessed by the saved and the unsaved. Gifts are possessed by the saved. Everyone, whether they are a believer or a non-believer, has some sort of talent, but only believers, us, have spiritual gifts. So the Spirit of God resides in each and every one of us as a believer, and God has allotted to each of us a measure of faith to that which He decides is necessary for us to fulfill His callings upon our lives. This ability that goes beyond natural talents. Because the Spirit of God is a source of spiritual gifts, we shouldn't be surprised. Those who have God's Spirit residing in those of us who are born again believers, would have more than just natural talent. Believers also have gifts of the Spirit. So I go back to that pediatric consultant. Clearly incredible natural abilities, trained up, a mind that wants to work in those things, but clearly breathed upon by Holy Spirit to be a spiritual gift that brings glory to the kingdom of God. But here we go. Here is the little curveball I want to chuck in here. Let's say we are a talented person, a leader in the business world, or even a leader in different sports realms, and we become a Christian. Okay? So that happens. And we may become a believer. We're not a believer. We're incredibly talented. We might even be a very successful businessman or incredibly successful sports person. We become a believer. Remembering that this, it's God who decides how to use us in whatever ways He decides for kingdom purposes. Just because you and I may have been a successful leader in the business world or sports world does not mean to say we will be a good Christian leader. It has no reference to it at all, because it's a spiritual gift that enables us to be who we are for kingdom purposes. He may gift us with a spiritual gift that causes us to flourish, and that it has nothing to do with what is great or natural talent that you know. But you know what God has God has a tendency to surprise us with all sorts of weird and wonderful things, yeah, in the right way. We can all develop our natural talents, and with hard work and perseverance, we practice, we train, and along the way we can achieve expected results. Spiritual gifts, on the other hand, are this. They are increased as we mature in our relationship with God. If you want to be better in what you are talented in, you train, you practice. If you are a musician, if you're playing a guitar and you want to be a better guitarist, you don't just go. See, I've found this. I want to be a great bass player. I would love to be a great bass player. And I can go, boom, 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 boom. You know, I even can hang my tongue out like the great bass players do. Like this. I do. They have this. The great ones do this sort of. They all sort of. That's their concentration, I think. I'm not mocking them. It's just how it is. But you know what? Unless I pick the bass guitar up and practice it, that thing will never go anywhere. Anyway. Here's the important thing. Our spiritual gift. So here's my challenge to you. At the moment, if you know what God has gifted you as a spiritual gift, or you are not sure you are able to identify it is, and how, and hopefully doing the questionnaire next Sunday will help you. The way you and I, our spiritual gift increases is as we mature in our walk, in our relationship with God. It doesn't happen any other way. When we have been gifted by God to accomplish something, we should expect the unexpected. And as we mature in our relationship with God, He will surprise us by giving us beyond our natural talent and abilities. When God chooses to give out spiritual gifts, He does not expect us to just merely sit back and sing, Que sera, sera, whatever will be. He expects us to be diligent with whatever gifting He has placed on our life, that would develop through relationship with Him, through relationship of prayer, through relationship of reading the Word, through the relationship of intentional worship, through the whole thing of being intentional about our connections with God. Those things simply will not grow. In fact, there is a danger that spiritual gifts will diminish off to nothing if we do not attend to the Christian disciplines of prayer, of worship, of reading the Word, of fasting, those sort of things. Just how it goes. We must apply ourselves to this process of maturing as we walk through our journeys of faith. So talents can be used selfishly. Gifts are used to serve God's purposes. The Bible clearly tells us that spiritual gifts are given to us for a specific reason. While we might find ourselves using our natural talent to serve our own interests and desires, spiritual gifts are given to us from God for the common good. So let's just finish it off here while the worship team come up, please. Natural talents are the result of our genetic inheritance and the training resulting from the environment that we grew up in or that we live in right now. They're possessed by us believers and non-believers, and they can be used to serve God or serve ourselves. Spiritual gifts, on the other hand, are this. They're given to us by the Spirit of God once we have been saved. So, have you all been saved in here? That's the first question I'm going to ask. Have we all been given our hearts to God? All of us? Yeah? If you haven't put your hand up, I'm presuming you haven't, and you need to get up here and you need to do it. Susie is. Get off your phones and answer me, please. You're our youth leaders. Give them a nudge and wake them up, Suze. Okay. So all of us are born again believers. We've given our lives to Jesus, yeah? Spiritual gifts then are available to each one of us for the purpose of the common good, to serve the kingdom of God, to bring glory to God. I don't know about you, but that's what I want to see walking through my life more and more and more and more and more and more. Anybody else? They blossom as we mature in our faith, and they are used to glorify God as we serve others and build the family of God. That's what the spiritual gifts are for. Without them functioning properly, folks, without each one of us, and I really mean each one of us. So you know what? If you need to go, he's talking to you, because I'm talking to each one of us here. Each one of us need to understand, recognize and understand the supernatural spiritual gifting and abilities that God has placed on each one of us for his kingdom purpose, for the sake of the extension of his kingdom, that he would be glorified through our lives and then consequently through other people's lives. You know what? We have a responsibility to find out what they are and do something about it. That's just simple. That's just how it goes. So Father, I ask that you would help us. You would breathe life upon this, Lord, that you would help us in this journey. Lord, that even next Sunday as we venture on a questionnaire to look at what may be upon us, Lord, that we would be open and willing to be used of you for your kingdom's sake, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.